Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
A longtime friend and colleague of Mayor Tom Menino is Peter Mead. He's a business and civic leader in Boston, former director of the Boston Redevelopment Authority under Tom Menino. Peter, thanks for being with us today.
Good afternoon.
And our condolences.
Thank you very much.
I understand that you saw Tom Menino this past Saturday. What was your visit like?
Well, my wife, Roseanne, and I went to visit the mayor and Angela at the hospital. And he was himself very much talking about the campaign, college football that weekend, a couple of games. And he told me in February that he was ill, that he had this diagnosis that was obviously a terminal diagnosis, and he knew it. And I had said to him how unfair I thought it was, and how this was the time that he and Angela ought to have together and spend with their grandchildren. He said, hey, we've had 7 decades, you and I. We've had a good run. Life has been good to me. I've had a wonderful life. And he went to recount how wonderful his life had been, how happy he was to be married to Angela, the great job of being mayor of the city. And he had the least self-pity of any man I've ever met in my life.
You know, there's been a lot of talk about his legacy as urban mechanic and his focus on the people and the neighborhoods of Boston. But he also did an awful lot for development and growth in the city, some of which you witnessed firsthand as director of the Boston Redevelopment Authority. Some folks, of course, did criticize him and said he had too much power there through the authority. But how would you describe his approach to development in Boston and his vision for it?
Well, one of the things, if you look at the city of Boston right now, there's construction going on all throughout the city. If you come in from Alston Brighton through the Fenway to Back Bay, downtown, South Boston, Roxbury, Dorchester, there are things happening in virtually Rosendale Square, is an example, of things happening throughout the city. That was very important to him. The developments downtown and in the waterfront were important. I think the most important development to him in the city in the 20 years he was mayor was at Dudley Square, at the very heart of the city, and a neighborhood often forgotten and neglected, and a place where he put his mark down and said, we're going to do something here. And if you go look at the Ferdinand Building, it's an old furniture store when Tom and I were kids. It is now going to be the headquarters for the school department, and it's helped to revitalize Dudley Square. There's a new police station there. There's a sense of vibrancy. And I think that if you had to pick a singular achievement of his where he put his mark down and made a difference, I think it's Dudley Square.
Can you share a story or an experience that sort of, in your mind, symbolizes the Tom Menino that you knew?
I'll tell you two things. One, we were in the waterfront having lunch one day, and at the restaurant, woman who owns the restaurant brought over an order of fried clams without us ordering. And so the two of us, both of whom have problems with our girth, are sitting there popping down a couple of fried clams. And Tom said, we're lucky our wives aren't here. And both of us took another fried clam. And then he said, yeah, Peter, for you and me, this is our version of cheating on our wives. I mean, he was so funny all the time. The other thing I would say, having had the honor of serving in his cabinet, at the end of cabinet meetings or department head meetings, he would often point out outside the building and say, and don't ever forget, folks, it's about them. It's not about us. And he sincerely and earnestly meant that. I mean, he saw himself as a custodian of the mayor's office and a guy who was just blessed to have that job, and he loved it.
Well, Peter, thanks so much for being with us on this sad day. Thanks for making it a little brighter with those stories. Peter Mead, longtime friend and colleague of Mayor Tom Menino, who died today at the age of 71. Peter, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.